Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Feedback regarding this major breaking story in the NBA. Well, I'm optimistic thinking along these lines. If you had a big party at your house and a poker game got out of control and people started betting big money, it's technically an illegal poker game. That's not what this is about. And this text was sent before we read the details of X-ray chip trays and shuffling machines. And
they were rigged.
Yeah.
That they used people at the tables to draw celebrity former players to draw people in so they could say they played alongside, and then they allegedly rigged the games
against
to bilk those people out of millions of dollars.
Yep.
So that the other people would win the games.
Yep.
It's a horrible story.
Mm-hmm.
But right now it's a story that's developing, but the indictments are coming down.
More here. There was a time when sports leagues totally distanced themselves from gambling, wouldn't even put a team in Vegas. Now they're basically sponsored by gambling sites, and gambling is being glorified as if it isn't a harmful vice. This type of thing was bound to happen. Money ruins everything.
You literally can't get away from it when watching any sporting event. Does not matter. Literally, I'm watching the Pistons last night. And it's on a network called the FanDuel, network. Right. I mean, like, Sports you can't, up, yeah. you can't,
yep.
we're going to be entering, DraftKings Arena and whatever, name your betting site, right? And they already have sections, in the stadium.
So here's what's interesting is, I always found it amazing how prominent it was when I went to England. It was gambling, there were sports books everywhere. There were, they were the leagues and all that. And I'm like, how do they do it here? And I guess I'm not paying attention if there's major scandals going on in the EPL or anything like that, but horse racing and et cetera, et cetera. Although I should be suspicious because I used to read Dick Francis novels, who was a mystery writer, and they were all centered around horse racing. True story. Anyway, long story short, I wondered how they did it there. And whether it was working there or not, I don't know. This feels like it's kind of turning into a bit of a broken system. I'm not going to read this one because it is trying and convicting someone on the air, and I don't appreciate that. Do you think there's a chance the major sports leagues distance themselves from the sports books now? It's such a strange double standard. Don't gamble, sign the NBA, brought to you by DraftKings. I do wonder about that. I do wonder about a lot of this stuff. Here's Adam Silver was recently on the Pat McAfee show and was asked about it, the commissioner of the NBA, and here's what he said.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I mean, it sounds great, but in the meantime, you're still cashing checks.
Would eliminating player props be a big step towards this? Just eliminate them?
I would have no issue if they did that. I think that would help to...
Seems like the easiest thing to
take away some
right?
of the anxiety over it. Yeah, because absolutely, it's easy. I mean, you're talking about with whichever player it is that left the game with a foot. Right?
Yep.
That's the easiest way in the world to manipulate. Bet the under, guys. I'm going to fake an injury or whatever it is. I'll be out of this by
back.
The halftime. Yeah. Ow.
Yep.
There goes a spasm. I got to come out of the game, coach.
I mean, it still doesn't guard against all manipulation, but you are in total control of manipulating your own stats for the purposes of an under. If you leave the game with a back in an effort to manipulate a point spread, your team still might come through. And you don't have as much control over that. I'm sitting here as someone who doesn't do much exotic and big gambling, but eliminating player props wouldn't change my life at all. But I'm only speaking on my own behalf. Maybe there's people out there that love the player props. But Rick and Acell, you're 97 on the ticket. Hi, Rick.
Hey there, fellas. Just my first time calling into your show. I've listened to it for a long time, and hats off to you guys. You do the best job in sports media in the city, so I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
This is really about, well, it could be principally about addiction, and I worked in addiction medicine for about 20 years. I'm not a clinician, but I worked in an administrative capacity, so I worked side-by-side by the people with the people who treated addicts, you know, and you know, the whole situation where you get somebody like Chauncey who risks so much, you got to believe that the odds are pretty high that there might be some addiction type thing going on here, because that's one of the warning signs of addiction is when, you know, the consequences keep getting steeper and steeper, and yet you won't change your behavior in terms of doing something that's really dangerous. So it could be that that's part of what's going on here. And I think probably other callers have covered this idea that gambling is just not a good mix, in my opinion, for sports. This is kind of going to be the tip of the iceberg over the next, you know, however many years, where you're just going to continue to have these kinds of problems with professional athletes and everything. And I hate to say it, but you guys, you know, you kind of contribute yourselves, Doug. I heard you doing a promo about an hour ago for one of the gambling sites, you know.
Rick, we gave a disclosure at the beginning of the show that everybody knows that this station and some of us have live reads that we are contractually obligated to. And, it is definitely part of this story.
Well, that's what I figured, is that it probably is a contractual thing. But just for reference sake, you know, at the next staff meeting where this might be discussed.
Rick, I'm not going to get into all that, what's going on in staff meetings. But there's a long look in the mirror that I think can be done by a lot of people. And the leagues and the networks and, you know, even here. It can all get discussed.
Well, I mean, this is part of it. I think when the leagues get in bed with the gambling companies, they know there's potential risk. They know it, and this is their worst nightmare, that something like this could happen and can take them down a peg or take them down completely. I don't think this is something that's going to take them down completely by any means. Let this all play out and see how widespread it is. Like you said, there's two parts of the story. There's the part that's the poker, illegal poker games are going on that were rigged that has nothing to do with sports other than they may have used former athletes to help lure in people. And then there's the sports wagering part. That's the part that really concerns me. The other part concerns me because it's Chauncey. And I love Chauncey. And I don't
Damon
want
Jones
him.
A former Piston, too. We haven't even mentioned
that. Yeah, you don't love, no love for Damon Jones?
I don't even remember Damon Jones. But, for me, it's Chauncey. And I love Chauncey, and I don't want to see him get, you know, tied up in any of this. But if he is, then that sucks. It really sucks. But for the bigger picture, it's about sports. And this is troublesome. I don't think anybody's gonna be surprised if they find out that there was a, you know, poker rooms that were owned by mafia that all, oh, you mean it was fixed, really?
Like, but
okay.
The thing is, yeah, Chauncey's allegations are just poker related right now, but it's not outlandish to draw you know a line towards sports and sports gambling because of the connection, right? And yeah. I do want to make something clear with that caller they bring up, like our station doing live reads or any other plays, even teams and leagues getting sponsored money by gambling sites. What we're doing is very, very legal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not doing mafioso type stuff here. What Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier accused of doing, that stuff is illegal. So there is a difference. I do want to say that.
Straight ahead, we'll talk some Michigan and Michigan State. Circle back to this a little bit later. Interesting backdrop to this game between the Wolverines and Spartans on Saturday. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.